Okay. Here's the situation. You're in shul on Rosh Hashanah, and you are about to blow shofar. What usually happens after you say the Lama Natzeach seven times and the Min HaMetzar, Pasuk and Pasuk? Somebody gets up and says the following words. I can still hear my Rebbe Rav Lichtenstein say it. Shekol echad va'achat yitkaven latzeit yedei chova. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and we paskin out on mitzvahs d'oraisa. You should have kavana to fulfill your obligation through the mitzvah. And he would add, Shalolo daber at sofat kiyot shacharei musaf. And no one should talk from this moment till the after the tkios after musaf. And I'm assuming you've heard this in some variation or another in your shuls. In other words, have kavana for the mitzvah and don't talk. Now, what is that based on? It's based on a very simple thing. Number one, let's talk about the guy blowing the shofar. There's a halach on the top of the story sheet that says, Kol ha-mitzvot mevarech alehem over la'asiyatan. The Shulchan Aruch, the first time he gets to a mitzvah, is tefillin. And he says, all the mitzvahs that you do, you should make the bracha first, and then do the mitzvah. Lefikach, he says, tzarich levarech ala tefillah shel yad. Tefillin is both. Tefillah is one. Your tefillin on your hand. Acharei hanacha ala kiboret. After you put it on your muscle. Kodem kshiratam. So you put it on your muscle, you make the bracha, and right away, you tie. Plug this into any other mitzvah, that's what we do. We make a bracha on Hanukkah candles, and then we light them. We make a bracha al achilas matzah, and then we eat. And that's what we should do in shul and Rosh Hashanah. You should make a bracha on the shofar, and begin to blow. Up until here, there's no challenge to Shulchan Aruch versus reality. Fine. Now comes our challenge. The Rif. The Rif is printed in the back of a standard edition of the Vilna Shas. The Rif basically copied the Gemara and then passed him the Halacha. That was his way of writing a code. So, he doesn't always just bring the Gemara. He sometimes brings an additional source. And this is one of those places. In Maseches Rosh Hashanah, in page 11a of the Rif's pagination, he says, Shalu mikami resh metifta. We ask the question of the Rosh Metifta. What's the Rosh Metifta? The head of the yeshiva. Which yeshiva was then? It wasn't Telz, it wasn't Salabotka, it wasn't Valozhin. There were two yeshivas. Sura, Pumpendita, head of the yeshiva. HaMevarech Yom HaRishon Al Tkiyat Shofar Batar Sefer Torah. A guy made a brocha on the shofar after we read the Torah on Rosh Hashanah. Vehi Siach. And after he made the brocha, he talked. So the situation is, he made the bracha on the shofar, he blew the tkios before Musaf, and then after he finished that, during the hinani, or during the kaddish, he talked. Does he have to make the bracha again when they blow shofar during Musaf? And the head of the yeshiva says, you should reprimand the gentleman who spoke during that time. You shouldn't speak. But you don't have to make the bracha again. So it's not the right thing to speak, but you don't have to make the bracha again. Based on this, the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah paskins, and this is the speech you usually hear right before shofar blowing, lo yasiach, you shouldn't talk. Lo atokeya, not the person blowing the shofar. The lo atzibor, not the people hearing the shofar, which includes, by the way, the blower as well. He's hearing as well as blowing. Ben tkiyot shemiyushav, the tkiyot shemumad, between the tkiyos before Musaf and the tkiyos during Musaf and after Musaf. Ben tzarich lomar, and of course I don't have to even say, it goes without saying, shelo yasichu ben bracha letkiyot. Of course, you can't talk between the bracha and the first tkiya, because that would not be over la asiyatan. Imlo b'inyan atkiyot, unless it has something to do with the tkiyos. And therefore, in a standard shul, what would you see? A guy blow says, tkiya! And no one says, hey, you're not allowed to talk. Why? It's b'inyan atkiyot. It has to do with the tkiyos, right? Okay. This is the standard procedure in shuls. We make the announcement, don't talk, between from this moment on till after Musaf.
Question.
Ready. Yes.
Musaf's part. during the davening.
Okay, be very careful when you say Nusach's part.
the Ashkenazi Sfar, okay?
Maybe not exactly.
Eidota Mizrach, I'm not sure.
Eidota Mizrach, as far as I know. Yes, I have to check. Okay. I have to check.
During the silent davening, they stop at different points to blow the shofar.
You know which points.
Yeah, yeah.
Malchi Yossi, Chonot Shofar. It's right. The same thing we do in Musaf, yeah.
Right. So, people are davening.
Bruce, a couple words, please. Yeah.
You're talking, I mean, the davening that they're doing, they're uttering words out loud while they're davening, many, many people, especially on Rosh Hashanah, because everyone has a matzah. Is that considered a hefsek?
We're going to get to that, but 100% not. In lo minyanak tkiyot, anything that has to do with the tkiyos is fine. The halacha is that if you're in a minyan, you have to blow shofar with your davening. When you finish malchios, you blow shofar. When you finish zichronos, you blow shofar. When you finish shofaros, you blow shofar. So it's exactly minyanak tkiyos. You can't blow shofar without it. In other words, davening is built into shofar blowing, or shofar blowing, to be more precise, is built into davening. So there's no problem with the words of the machzer, and I'm going to be very precise here, the words of malchios, zichronot, and shofaros. Piyutim we'll get to. That's already an issue, and we'll get to it.
I know when we wash the table before making motzi, if someone speaks, they don't say the bracha again. They go, they do the action again, they wash again. Somehow they...
You don't have to wash again. I don't know why you do that. If you wash your hands and you made atin lat yadayim and you wiped your hands, you do not have... You can talk about anything that has to do with the meal.
Yeah,
past the salt or whatever.
Yeah, what do they do?
More than that. Even if you talked, of course you don't wash again because you've already washed.
Oh.
The isser to talk will be the minute the man made tamotzi and he didn't go ahead and eat the bread. But once washing is over, you can talk halachically. We have the minhag not to for a very simple reason. It's a means for our hands to remain clean. Because if you talk, sometimes as Jews do, they talk with their hands, and they put their hands in their hair, and then you'll have to wash again. So our minhag is not to talk, to remind us not to do that. But if you're asking me halachically, is there an isser to talk? No. And of course you don't have to wash again. You have to wash again if after you washed, you touched your shoelaces. Then you have to wash again. Anyway, here's the situation today. We're not in a normative shul. We're in a shul that about 500 people are in. Of them, 20 come every Shabbos. 480 are coming just for the high holidays. And here they are. Good morning, we're here. They know nothing about nothing except that they're in shul for Rosh Hashanah and you want to influence them. Now, if you go ahead and say, we're about to go into a very long musaf. It's the longest musaf of the year. It's not 7 brachos, but it's 9 brachos. And then we're going to have a chazarat hashatz with a gantz chazin. And he's going to sing. And he's going to do concertos. And he's going to say piyutim. And he's going to be out. We're in for another 3 hours. Oh, please, don't talk. Do you think that those people, those 470, will walk out of that shul that day with an experience or with an annoyance? Will they be walking out of the shul saying, wow, this was an elevating spiritual experience? Or will they be walking out of that shul saying, wow, thank God this is just once a year? So the question here is a clash, and a typical clash. On the one hand, there's a halacha that we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't speak. You shouldn't speak from the first tkiyah, from the bracha before the tkiyos, till after Musaf. On the other hand, people are going to go through an entire Musaf. They won't understand the Hebrew, let alone the piyutim. And they'll go through it all, they won't understand the word. And somehow, magically, they're supposed to be in shul, and no one knows why they're there, and they probably are hard for them to explain, but they're there. And you have a chance to influence them, and use the davening of Rosh Hashanah in order to try to impart upon them the traditions of generations, but you know how to talk. Now, you know how to talk. More than that, the Rambam says, how many fundamentals of faith do we have?
13.
Who disagreed with the Rambam? Many, but one of them very known. The Sefer HaIkarim. The Rambam calls these Ikarei Emunah. Rav Yosef Alba wrote Sefer HaYikarim. He says, the Rambam's wrong. There's three fundamentals of faith. What are they? Malchuyot, Zichronot, Veshofarot. Just for my record, when do we say those?
On Rosh Hashanah.
So therefore, I believe that we have a very big clash here. On the one hand, we can influence people through the davening, and on the other hand, you're not supposed to talk. So what do we do? What are we going to do? In order to answer this question, we have to, of course, just like with your question of washing, we have to understand how severe, if at all, is this big isser of not talking. So the standard announcement is made, but the question is, during the davening that's about to come, can the rabbi, or the leader of the services, bring small little experts of explanations so they understand what Unatana Tokif is about, the Choma Aminim is about, Malchiyot, Zichronot, Veshofarot, according to the Sefer Yekraim, the fundamentals of our faith?
I would say yes.
Why?
Because it's just like the person who announces Tekiyah, that's not a hefsek, but that is necessary for the entire shofar blowing.
Very
good. We could
good.
Say, by extension, if we have these 480 people who don't understand what's happening,
that
this would add to their understanding and complement and supplement
exactly.
The tekiyot.
So let's go to number two on the page, if you've already brought it up. The first reason to say this is 100% mutter is that the Shulchan Aruch was talking about the weather, talking about politics, talking about things that we talk about. But if you're talking about things that have to do with the davening or the tekiyos, it's not included in this prohibition, quote-unquote, of talking. Look on number two. The Rambam paskens in Hilchos Brachos, Kol HaBrachot Kulan Lo Yafsik Ben HaBracha U'Ben HaDavashim Bevarchim Alav. So if you're about to make hamotzi or mizonos, you're supposed to say mizonos and eat the piece of cake. Or you're supposed to say Borei Peri Ha'etz and eat the apple. You're not supposed to say Borei Peri Ha'etz and say, hi Bruce, how are you? Everything all right? Great. Okay, now I'll eat the apple. No, thank you. Quite frankly, that's what the Rambam says. But then the Rambam adds in a caveat. V'him ifsik bedvarim she'em mi'inyan dvarim she'mevarchin alav. Eino tzarich levarech shnia. If you make a motzi lechem in ha'aretz and then you say, please pass the salt, you don't have to make the bracha again. Ketzad, and I'll give you an example, says the Rambam. Kigon shebirech alapat. Let's say you made a bracha on bread. The kodem sheyochal amar haviu melach. And right before he ate it, he said, can you please bring the salt? Amotzi lachem in haaretz. Can you please pass the salt? And then you pass him the salt, he puts it on the challah, and he eats it. Hiviu tafshil. Bring me the chumus. I need the chumus to dunk the challah into. Nu the ploni lechol. Please give Mr. Cohn, something to eat. Please give food to the animal. This is all between the bracha and the eating. So the Rambam paskens, not with regard to birkas hamitzvah, with regard to regular brachas we make on food, that you're not allowed to talk between the bracha and the eating, unless it has to do with the eating itself. Plug it into our situation, the Ramah basically follows suits and says this spills over to Birkos HaMitzvah. The Ramah and Simon Tov Kuf Tzadik Bek that we started with says, Mil b'inyanat kiyot v'atfilot ein hefsek. From the time you blow shofar to the time Musaf is over, you can do anything possible in talking about the shofar blowing or talking about davening. Mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, Ramah. In other words, if the shofar is squeaking, you can say, can you please bring the Baal Tokei another shofar? That's not a hefsek. You don't have to do what Jews do around the Shabbos table and talk like monkeys. You can actually talk. You don't have to do what no other person understands. It's one of the biggest shocks when you bring someone into a Jewish home that they can have an entire conversation that goes like this. No one understands. How do you have an entire conversation? You open your lips. But, says the Ramah, you know, not necessary. When you're in shul and Rosh Hashanah, anything that has to do with davening or tzkios is fine. In parentheses, this probably means that tzkios shofar is a form of prayer. Because prayer and shofar go together. You're never going to find that you're going to make a bracha, batiten lanu Hashem Elokeinu be'ahava, at Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, and all of a sudden you'll go to your sukkah, you'll eat a mizonos, you'll come back to davening. Obviously, shofar blowing is probably a way of davening, albeit a different way. Let's just finish. Indeed, the Mishnah Berurah adds, ve'imtzach l'tzorech ha'kriya, ein tzorech l'tzorech l'varech, v'tchil im gamze asur. If indeed you made a bracha, birkas ha'torah, when you got an aliyah, and you had to stop because you say, please bring me my glasses, I can't see the kriya ha'torah, that's not a problem, you don't have to make the birkas ha'torah again. And the Taz adds, al kain, he says, en k'peda b'mesha'ana omrim, shame, aleph, dalet, nud, yud, we use Hashem's name during the piyutim. The piyutim. Who says they're not a hefsek? I know you have to daven. That's fine. But who says v'chol ma'aminim is not a hefsek? So what's the answer? It enhances davening. Says the Taz, I love his words. It puts us in the right mindset to daven. So, allow me to add to this. If the rabbi will get up and say, and now we're about to read one of the most scariest pieces of the liturgy that we have, called Unetane Tokef, and this terrible story we know behind it, who's going to live, who's going to die, who's going to be in the water, who's going to be in the fire, and this means that this is a very fatal day. Isn't that exactly what the Taz says here? Isn't that exactly not a hefsek, but rather it's mi'inyan ha'tfila? And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Baal HaTanya, says the same thing. Mutar la'asiach b'nehem, inyanei tfila v'atkihot. So first and foremost, I don't think it's a big shaila, simply because
it enhances
the davening. You're not talking about the weather. You're not talking about how much you hate the president of the shul. You're not talking about how much you don't get along with your wife. You're talking about the davening and the tkiyos. So just like saying tkiya is not a hefsek, and just like saying v'chom aminim is not a hefsek, so too it's not a hefsek to explain the davening. I think from here on, we can go and do it. But I want to leave it you hanging. I want to give you another reason why it's okay. And next week we'll see two more. Number two. Yes?
I just think around the table, maybe there was a gezeira passed, because if you say pass the soul, then hope.
I don't know if such a gezeira. I don't know if such a gezeira.
It's easy to then drift into.
A gezeira was made by Chazal. I don't know if such a gezeira at all.
Because it's so universal that everyone does the thing.
Okay.
It must be based on.
We have fun around our Shabbos tables, but if you ask me halachically, is it necessary? The answer is no. It's mefurash here in the Rambam. I think you can definitely say that the halacha does not require you to talk like monkeys around your table, if necessary. Now, if you ask me, of course, put the salt near the challah, don't talk, and do what we do. But if necessary, necessary. That's it.
Kids are coming home from Talmud Torah across America, to the America, with this halacha as being, this is it. And that's the end of it.
Again, that's part of an educational question. Do we teach kids at a young age? Kids are Shulchan Aruch, namely just, this is what we do. Oh, sure? Yeah, forget about it. This is what we do. Or do you teach them that halacha is, as we see here today, a bit more complex? It's much easier to say, don't talk. But as you get older, you say, wait, I talked a lot. I just davened the whole musaf. I just unloaded malchiyot zichronot and shofaros. Is that not talking? That's called education. Or educational development. Kid gets older, asks questions. He understands how halacha works. You don't talk about the weather. You don't talk about politics. You talk about the tkiyos and davening. But that's a very fundamental question. This is indeed, it deserves much more attention. How do we teach kids at a young age a halacha is complex, it's not just do's and don'ts that you read in a Shulchan Aruch? And that's part of these series all year. Code versus reality. So indeed, in a normative shul, as I call it, you don't have to talk. But in a shul in which there is a need, it's mi'inya, not tefila, that's kios, no question. Not any less or better than the piyutim. Number two, what's the halacha on the night of Bedikas Chametz? You said the bracha al bir chametz, you start checking, and then you get a phone call, and you answer the phone call. And after the phone call's over, you go back to checking your chametz. You have to make a bracha again?
I don't know.
You don't know. Look on the source sheet and give me the answer. The Ran attacks the Rif with his story with the Resh Batifta that says he should reprimand the guy, and he says, with due respect, first of all, the Baal HaMor disagreed, but he says, I'm going to tell to the holy Rav Alfasi, the Ran says, what are you talking about? And I'll quote, we have never in our lives seen throughout Halacha that if you made a bracha on a mitzvah and you started to do the mitzvah, that you can't talk till the mitzvah's over. And he brings the example. I'll give you an example. He starts checking for chametz. He made a bracha before. Are you telling me you cannot talk till you finish doing a bedikas chametz? Now I remind you, bedikas chametz is not folklore. It is not ceremonial. It's to really check your house for chametz. That is the gzeira of Chazal. That is a mitzvah de Rabbanan on the night before Pesach. And you have to check every place that chametz got into. So usually chametz doesn't get into small cracks. And as far as I know, the windows, the chametz is not there. But yes, under the kitchen table, you have to check. And if your kids bring food around the house, you have to check all the places that they brought food. That is bedikas chametz. It's not ceremonial, 10 pieces. Oh, we found them, okay, 2 minutes, out. It could take a while. Says the Ran, I'm doing a proper bedikas chametz. I'm checking my house. I have a good flashlight. He didn't have a flashlight, but we have flashlights today. And in the middle of it, are you telling me for the next 2 hours I have to shut my mouth? Impossible. No one ever heard of such a thing. Im ken, he says, Bovin Omar, Shaf Misha Mivarecha Motzi, Yasur Ladaber, Chigmor Sudato. According to your logic, you made a motzi. Until you finish every last piece of food on the table, you're not supposed to talk. Imagine the Shabbos table. A motzi lechem in a haaretz, everyone sits around, no one says one word. If you say a word, no good. So what does the Ran basically say? What is he basically telling us?
It's unreasonable.
Not that it's unreasonable, that it's not true. You're not allowed to talk between the bracha and starting the mitzvah. But once the mitzvah started and you've done part of it, you can talk. The Meiri goes ahead and repeats this with regard to Tekiyat Shofar. Even if you heard 9 tekiyos during 9 different hours of the day, you yotze. Afi musach ben time. Even if he spoke. So he made a bracha on Tekiyat Shofar. He blew Tekiyat Shofar to a tekiyah. Then he left for the next 2 hours. He came back, he blew shvarat, tkiyah, shvarim, tkiyah. He left for 2 hours, came back, tkiyah, tru, tkiyah, left. Each one 3 times. Eventually he got to the 30 kolos everyone has to hear. No problem. Why? He says, don't eat tantar ala malachi asharet, we're not angels, not to talk. But what's his reasoning? The minute you start the mitzvah, you can talk. And that's exactly what's paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Kodem sheyatchil yivdok, before you do bedikas chametz, yivarecha shegisham tov betzivat no biyur chametz, v'yizayar shelo yidaber, listen carefully, ben abracha to what? Ben abracha to? Tchilat abdika, to the beginning of the checking of the chametz. So you should say, I'll be your chametz, and start checking. But after 2 minutes that you're checking, says the Shulchan Aruch, "V'tov shelo yidaber b'dvarim achrim achig mor kol abdika." Better not to talk about other things. Kedei sheyasim libo v'kocha mekamot. He doesn't say aser. He says better not to talk. So you do a good bdika. But he knows the halacha. Once you start the mitzvah, you can talk. Ubezein tzarich l'zover v'varech, explains the Mishnah Berurah. Kivan shekfar etchila mitzvah, and therefore paskin Shulchan Aruch with regard to a guy who gets an aliyah, ha'omid likrot b'torah uberech bracha shelefaneh. So you made a bracha, Asher Bachaban Mikol Amim Natalanu et Torato, Baruch Ato Hashem Notena Torah, and the laner started to read a few psukim into the aliyah, and all of a sudden, Diber Divrei Torah Divrei Chol. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but I've seen this, where the guy who gets the aliyah, instead of reading along with you in the Torah, sometimes all of a sudden diverts his attention and starts talking to the gabbai, hey, I want a Misha Berach for my mother. Hey, I want a mishaberach for the donation I'm making for this aliyah. Don't forget. What's the halacha? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Lo havi hefsek! Not a hefsek. Why? Based on our logic.
What he's saying is connected to
the aliyah.
He's already started the mitzvah. כמו כל ברכות המצווה, הוא הנהנים, explains the Mishnah Berurah, that צריך לחזור לברך אם יפסיק תקף אחר הברכה. Why? כיוון שלא התחיל עדיין בה המצווה. But once the mitzvah started, it's okay. So reason number one why you're allowed to give a nice speech in the middle of the Tkiyas HaShofar, between the Tkiyas HaShofar and during Musaf, little experts of davening or big drasha, it's because it has to do with the Tkiyas itself. It enhances the Tkiyas no less than the Piyutim. Reason number two? He started the mitzvah already. So therefore, he took a bite out of bread. That's a nice way of putting it. He've already blown a little bit of the shofar, and therefore it's okay to talk. And therefore, for these two reasons, I think that lechatchila in a shul like that, in lechatchila in a shul where you have an audience once a year, you should instigate talking about davening and about kiyas shofar while you're doing it. Albeit, my suggestion is start the 30 kolos first, or start the first set of kolos, and then say, now we're going on to different kolos, and they signify crying on the one hand versus optimism on the other, and you go on to blow. And then during davening, you'll explain part of the piyutim and part of the davening, especially malchiyot zichronot v'shofarot, which is our fundamentals of our faith, according to the Sefer Arikarim. A, because it has to do with the tkiyos and the tfilos, and B, because you've already started the mitzvah. Next week, we'll see a few more reasons why it's okay. Yes?
Many shuls, the big sermon of the year, which has nothing to do with the davening, maybe the UJA appeal, maybe whatever the community needs on the mind of that rabbi speaking, it's not connected to even Rosh Hashanah. And is that some kind of a break that has to kind of... Or is it, that's what the people need?
Again, I'm not talking about the UJA speech or the appeal. I'm talking about davening and tkiyos, and I think that's a chatchila okay. According to the second reason I gave today, that would be the nafkamina between the two reasons. The first reason says it has to do with the tkiyos and the davening. According to the second reason, you can talk about anything you want. You started the mitzvah talking. I wouldn't suggest it. I don't think it's mechubad and respectful. You want to do an appeal, it's important. That should be done before tkiyas shofar. That's where it's usually done. It's usually done after Kol Nidre, before Baruch Hu. It's usually done at those times. So next week, we will see a few more reasons why this is a